Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 77 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, January 20th, 2011, with a heart as big as all outdoors. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
No. Here, let me adjust a setting here. One time, just one time, no problems. Let's check that box right there. Okay, we have some news, some information. We have a passing to attend to. Let me turn this down just a hair. We lost the great Don Kirshner this week. Don passed away at the age of something from something. I don't remember, and, you know, he's gone. That's all that really matters. And where is this thing here? This is... Don will explain it.
Many people are saying that punk rock could be a wave here in America. We'll let you judge for yourselves. The Ramones, one of this country's top punk rock groups, were first brought to our attention by Seymour Stein and Danny Fields. Displaying high energy and excitement, here they are, New York's own, the Ramones.
The all-American half sound, sweet pure beef patties, lettuce, tomatoes. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Yeah!
That's the Ramones from 1980. Of course, that introduction from Don Kirshner was actually from 1977, the year the Ramones appeared on Don Kirshner's Rock Concert. We're going to talk a little bit more about Don a little bit later in the program. Right now, we're going to pay a little bit of a tribute to the year of 1976 tonight, and we're going to begin right now from 1976. That's a little bit redundant. This is the Climax Blues Band. Couldn't get it right.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling. See the light, no, I couldn't see the light. Kept on looking for a way to take me through the night. Couldn't get it right, couldn't get it right. Belly fever made me feel alright, but I must admit it got the best of me.
The Climax Blues Band, later known simply as Climax, from 1976, and couldn't get it right. We're going to see how much more I can get right tonight. The 1976 tribute was inspired by a strange thing that happened last weekend. I went looking for a song that I had heard elsewhere and thought, you know, I hadn't heard that in a long time. I like it. I'm going to play it on my program. And we're going to hear it next. But what happened later in the day is, as I am wont to do, I was checking Wikipedia, as I do frequently throughout the day, for celebrity passings, particularly musical passings. And there was nothing there of any note. But shortly after I added this song to this week's music folder, a member of this band passed away, or that passing became public. From 1976, this is the band Sherbet, and it's featuring Harvey James on guitar. He joined that band in the middle of their career, and this was the first hit single they ever had, and it was the first hit record he contributed to. This is 1976's How's That?
Thank you.
Sherbet and How's That from 1976. Also from 1976, but shifting gears just a little bit, this is Archie Bell and the Drells and Soul City Walk. Now, there's a great story about Archie Bell. He was, of course, his first big hit that you'll remember is Tighten Up. And when Tighten Up first hit the charts, Archie Bell was in jail. And it came on the radio, and he said, "Hey, that's me." And his cellmate said, "Yeah, right." But it was true. And that was Archie from later on, 1976, in Soul City Walk. We're going to verge to earlier in the decade, getting away from 1976, the mark of the best. For a moment with Brother Neil Diamond, and of course from 1970, off of the Taproot Manuscript album, this is Suleiman.
Provide
Neil Diamond from 1970 and Suleiman. You know, Don Kirshner and the folks at NBC Television and Screen Gems Studios were operating under the premise that The Monkees was a television show. But Michael Nesmith, one of the members of The Monkees, was operating under the impression that it was a band. Frankly, Mike was probably wrong. But it led to conflict, and after the first two Monkees albums, which each sold about 10 million copies, their third album in 1968 only moved about 6 million units, which was really the beginning of the end. They were being bought by people that had an expectation more than they were being bought by people that liked it. But that doesn't mean it was a bad record. That third record was called The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees, and Michael Nesmith, who was insisting upon being more involved in the music, was responsible for this very fine song. This is 1968's Tapioca Tundra.
Reason
From 1968, that's Mike Nesmith and the rest of the Monkees and Tapioca Tundra. I have no idea what that title refers to, because I've never paid that much attention to the lyrics, although I have a feeling they may not be connected in any way. From 1970, this is Nikki Thomas and Love of the Common People.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, we're going to bring things down to a very mellow tone right now, because the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week is this fine offering from Ms. Judy Collins. You'll know what it is.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
One way you can follow that.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
Two salesmen, Benton Harper, alias the winged warrior Chicken Man, makes a stop at the Midland City Laundry on his way home from the shoe store.
How do you do?
Yeah.
I left some laundry here several days ago.
You have a ticket?
A ticket?
That's right.
Well, You mean no ticky, no laundry?
Funny, funny, funny. Oh, why couldn't I think of saying a funny thing like that?
Here's my ticket.
You want to send a funny saying like that into Reader's Digest?
May I have my laundry, please?
Oh, some people are born with a sense of humor, while other people just struggle for years and years to develop the ability to say funny things. It's a very interesting thing. What's the name?
Benton Harbor.
Benton Harbor. Mm-hmm. Same initials as Bob Hope. Boy, that must be an omen of some kind, like you're going to be a really big comedian.
Do you have my laundry?
No. When'd you bring it in, Bob?
Benton, last Monday morning.
What was it?
The laundry.
Right, Mr. Burl.
Harbor. Well, it was,
Don't you know?
Yes, I do.
Well, what?
It was a pair of wings.
You've really got a million of them, don't you? Oh, and quick. Just one funny thing after another. Pow.
It was a pair
funny.
Of wings. It really was.
Butterfly or eagle?
Chicken.
Big chicken or little?
Very big.
Bigger than my fist?
Yes.
Bigger than my arm and my fist, which I'm going to ram down your throat?
Very well. I will have to reveal to you my secret identity after all.
You do that.
You see, I am Chicken Man.
Hey, Morty!
Yeah?
Come out here, will you?
Okay. What is it, Sheila?
We got a funny customer, Morty.
You looking for trouble, Mac? No, you see, it's only that as I...
Ask him who he is, Morty.
Who are you, buddy?
Well, where did the winged warrior go? Why didn't he want to reveal his secret identity to Morty after revealing it to Sheila? Will Sheila tell Morty who he is? What will Morty say? Is it possible that Morty won't have a sense of humor either? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
You know, in 1973, I turned 13 years old, which is a year of great significance in a young man's life. It meant that I was going through puberty, and as such, because I was a big fan of this band anyway, I really liked this song. This is Grand Funk Railroad, and let's all walk like a man, shall we? Mark, Don, and Mel off of the We're an American Band album from 1973, and Walk Like a Man, You Can Call Me Your Man. Right now, we've got a request for My Dad, because Hinky Dinky Time Radio wouldn't be the same without those. This is Leon Russell from 1972, and Tightrope, or as he calls it, Tight Wire.
I'm up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on the tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. Putting on a show for you to see. Blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But I ain't gonna show you to see.
Brother Leon from 1972 and Tightrope. Getting back to our tribute to 1976, this is David Essex, If I Could.
If I could love you forever. If I could love you every day. If I could take your hand, would you understand and let me show the way? If we could dance this dance forever. If we could laugh without a word. If I give you my life, will you be my wife? Or is that too absurd? But oh, we could have a lark, picnicking in the park, the park, on Saturday night, if you feel alright, we'll go to the pictures when it's dark.
if I were a plumber? Would you love me if you were a waitress? I'd love you. Could you picture us on a number 9 bus to Canning Town? We two, just me and you. Yes, we could walk our walks together, or we could raise a family. When I come home from work, I'll change me shirt and sit by the fireside for tea. Just you and me.
David Essex from 1976 and If I Could. What say we stay in 1976? This is the Ohio Players and Hoochie Coo.
Thank you.
Yow. That's the Ohio Players from 1976. And Who'd She Coo? We're going to go to 1966 now. This is Herman's Hermits and one of their hits called No Milk Today. This song was written by Graham Gouldman, later of the band 10cc. Here we go.
A symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that I've been behind the door where my love reigns a scream? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay. Company was gay, we turned night into day. As music played, the faster did we dance. We felt it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned a scream? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for a symbol of the dawn. This message means the end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turned night into day.
Herman's Hermits from 1966 and No Milk Today. We're going to start winding things down on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks so much for joining me, whether you're here with me live or enjoying the program on the archive. We're going to finish things off tonight with Melanie from 1970 and her cover of the Rolling Stones' Ruby Tuesday.
Yesterday don't matter, 'cause it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and then she goes.
Goodbye. tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. But such a call. No time to lose, I heard her say. You gotta catch your dreams before they run away. Dying all the time. Your mind, is life unkind? Oh, goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who is gonna hang the name on you? And when you change, with every new day, still gonna miss you.
Kind of a knack there for making Mick Jagger actually seem like something of a poet. That was Melanie Safka, I think was her last name, from 1970 and Ruby Tuesday. And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I hope you'll all join me next week. And if you haven't gotten here yet, hurry up because the rebroadcast is just about to start.
Was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?